Hello, my friend. We're on a spiritual adventure at the moment. In previous episodes, I've talked about how we can find answers, build compassion, and unlock our interior castle. But it's difficult for us to grow without giving ourselves a chance to heal our past traumas. So hold on to your meditation cushions because we're flipping over the rock. Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Why on earth would you want to rake up the past? Can't we just move on and forget about it? Aren't we supposed to live in the present? Well, yes, but actually no. Our experiences from the past influences the choices we make in the present, and those choices can cause us suffering, so it's well worth taking the time to focus our awareness on the roots of our sadness, anxiety, and anger. In a previous episode, which for some reason I called Unraveling Your Head Spaghetti, I talked about how we can identify the sources of trauma that influence us unconsciously by noticing when we feel a strong emotion and meditating on origins. By drawing a line from those events to today, we can become aware of how we're being influenced by the past. And I'll put a link to that episode in the description if you want to go back and have a listen. But the question is, what do you do with that trauma once you're aware of it? You won't be surprised to hear me say that it's really important to have a solid practice before looking deeply into the past. Mindfulness is a training, and we train ourselves when we're feeling calm so that we're ready when we're not feeling calm. You want to know before going into this that you're ready. And one way to know is when you're dealing with difficult emotions day to day, does your mindfulness practice kick in? Do you stop and breathe? Do you notice what you're experiencing rather than being swept away? And if not, then I would suggest building your daily practice first before continuing. And remember that mindfulness is the art of non-judgmental perception. We're looking deeply into events in the past, but we're not judging ourselves or the circumstances. We're simply looking at our past experiences as just that, experiences. So the first step is to recall the events without judgment, focusing your breath in the stomach to create stability. And you may want to place your hand on your stomach to give yourself a little bit of practice first and just notice your in-breath and your out-breath. And review the experience in detail, recalling your feelings at the time, how you're feeling now, without being swept away, without reliving it, more like observing it from a distance. And give yourself permission to feel whatever it is that you're feeling. If you feel angry about what happened, accept that anger. Listen to the anger. Welcome the anger like an old friend, rather than trying to push it away or suppress it. Notice what you're feeling in your body and use that to ground yourself and go through every emotion that you experience arising and give each of those your full awareness, allowing them to pass into, through, and out of your awareness. In listening to each of your emotions without agreeing or judging, what insight can be drawn from them? It might be that you're too hard on yourself. It might explain why you feel anxious in particular situations. You can keep a notepad and pen beside you to note down thoughts you have. Writing about what you experience might help you to clarify your thoughts. And of course, make sure you feel compassion towards yourself. Compassion in the present for what you're experiencing now, but also compassion towards your younger self and what they went through. You might choose to say, may you be happy, may you be peaceful if you're struggling. And if you feel comfortable and confident, you can also extend that to people within the memory that you have difficult feelings towards. May you be happy, may you be peaceful. Building understanding of the trauma that leads other people to make decisions that cause us pain can really help us to let go of our suffering. None of this is easy, so be kind to yourself and take it one step at a time. I would encourage you not to go alone on a journey therapy can be incredibly helpful for letting go. If you have serious trauma, I would especially not suggest using mindfulness alone. I've used therapy and I've found it incredibly helpful. Remember to take it slowly and let things unfurl in their own time and be patient with yourself. Liberating yourself from suffering doesn't happen overnight, but it really is possible. So now we're going to do a loving kindness meditation. So if you want to take a moment to get yourself comfortable, and we'll start with the usual settling in introduction. So firstly, focusing our awareness on our posture, and I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. And then expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body. Noticing where you feel warm or cold. Noticing where you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin. And the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. Moving your awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. It might be a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment. Allowing it to leave. And gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness on your breath. Noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how your shoulders rise as you breathe in. Your stomach falls as you breathe out. So firstly, picturing someone we love in our mind's eye and saying to them, may you be happy, may you be peaceful, may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. maybe happy, maybe peaceful. May you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. And letting that person fade from our mind's eye. And now picturing someone we know who is suffering at the moment. Maybe happy. Maybe peaceful. May you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Maybe happy, maybe peaceful. May you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Now, picturing someone who we have some difficult feelings towards, maybe happy, maybe peaceful. May you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Now thinking of ourselves, may I be happy, may I be peaceful, and may I see myself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. And finally, thinking of everyone across the world may be happy, may be peaceful, and may see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Focusing the spotlight of awareness internally in your body and noticing where you feel relaxed, where you feel uncomfortable, and giving yourself the chance to stretch the areas where you're feeling a bit tense, your back or your legs. And focusing your awareness in your mind, noticing any changes, and then bringing your awareness back to the room that you're in, opening your eyes. And taking a few moments to feel some gratitude towards yourself for focusing on your peace. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. And may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. See you next time.